all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
So have you ever heard about a love plan, Michelle? Do you know what a love plan is?
Well, I thought I had my own love plan, but clearly they haven't worked.
Well, my love. That's because you have what we call a flawed love plan, or you don't have a plan at all.
Maybe I'm the one who's flawed.
it's all about you, Michelle.
Exactly.
And so we're looking at the three steps to a flawless love plan, and we go to our go-to person, Robert Weiss, who's a therapist, author, and clinical educator nationally renowned in all things intimate relationships, sexual addiction, and all kinds of addiction for that matter, as it relates to relationships. He has so many books, I don't even know where to start, but the one we're going to be referring to today is Always Turned On, Sex Addiction in the Digital Age.
Ooh.
Just absolutely fascinating. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, stop laughing, Michelle, because you're
sorry.
Saying to yourself, oh, that's me.
I can't wait. Just bring Rob on, will you?
Rob, come on. Just come on down and help us understand, all of us, our wonderful listeners on Her Radio, what the heck is a love plan?
I don't know. I think you two need a lot more help than I can offer.
Love? Okay, that was like oversharing.
TMI.
So,
okay,
TMI.
Rob, what's a love plan? I need to know.
So, you know, here's the deal. I think that most women that I've worked with and known have a very good idea of what a healthy relationship is and what a healthy partner is for them. It's just then they get involved with people and then they start to have these feelings and they sort of forget about the things that they thought were important. And lo and behold, there they are later on thinking, why the hell did I marry or move in with or get involved with this schmuck? And so we're going to talk about how to override those chemicals and make better decisions.
Okay, so schmuck being the key word. Why is having a love plan so important? I'm serious. Why is it so important?
Well, here's the bottom line. Hopefully everybody that's listening knows what it's like to have those mushy-gushy, oh my gosh, they're the most wonderful person in the room we've just started dating and I can't stop talking about them feelings. And those are the feelings that are, they promote bonding, they promote social relationships, they're good feelings. They help us really attach to someone. The problem is when we start feeling those feelings of attachment with someone who's the wrong person, that's the problem. So how do you make sure that you don't end up getting lost in a relationship that isn't good for you? And or how do you clarify a relationship that isn't working for you? You got to do it on paper. Doesn't sound very romantic.
Oh, how interesting. On paper.
On paper.
So how do you create this love plan on paper? What are the steps?
So, you know, I would ask somebody to think about it at like a traffic light. You know, when you got a red light, you want to stop. So it's very simple. I would put a column on a piece of paper that says red light. And those are all the things about people that I date or people I'm involved with that simply don't work for me. So if someone, I don't know, for me it might be if they smoked or if they didn't call me back when I called them or if I found out they were just ending another relationship and maybe quite hadn't moved out yet, you know, or maybe they were still in another relationship. These are red lights for me. I'm not going to date that person. I don't care how cute they are. And then you might have a yellow light section, another column on your page, which would be like, you know, they don't laugh at my jokes, and maybe they talk a little too much, or maybe they have bad breath, or, you know, maybe it is something that's kind of like, not sure I can live with this, but let me give it a look. And then green lights, which is another column on your page, are all those things that you know you want in a person. You know that they're, whatever that is for you, that they have similar interests, or they have a successful career, or they love kids, or whatever that is. But here's the trick. You write it down. With your heart in mind, what makes me happy and what makes me miserable? You go over it with a really good girlfriend or therapist or somebody you trust. They agree that's who you are and that's who you want. And then you wait and you date. And when you start having those mushy-gushy feelings towards someone, you take a look at that paper and you say, are there any red lights here that I'm not looking at because I'm having all these loving feelings toward this new person? And then if they do show up, you rule them out. Sounds kind of cool.
Ooh, so, so there's just like this pro and con whole thing going on, right? That is really interesting. So you have to decide what the pros are and what the cons are. So when you're creating, you've really brought this to the forefront of you're creating a love plan. So what are the exact steps?
Well, again, I would take a piece of paper and I would say, these are my red lights in a relationship. You know, if the person I'm going out with or getting to know doesn't like kids, or if they smoke, or if they're an active drug user, or, you know, just things, you know, they live with their mom and whatever, your bottom line.
Or they're a cheater. They're a cheater.
Pardon? Or they have a history of, you know, or being unfaithful, and they, you know, or the person who, you know, tells you their entire life on the first date. That may be someone you think really attractive, nice feelings about them. I'm not going to go see them again. And then you write down your yellow lights, the things that have kind of bothered you about relationships that you've noticed. This isn't about a specific person. You do this when you're not dating, when you're single. Or you do it when you're in your relationship and you step back from your relationship and you say, what do I really want here and what do I not? And then you look at the relationship and say, what is it giving me and what is it not? And I'll tell you, if you run into a lot of red lights, there's probably relationship problems. Or if you're single, you're looking at the wrong person.
Well, you know, when you're saying, you know, you're looking at the wrong person, Rob, I've always wondered, what in your expertise, what about those women who always go for the bad boys?
Me.
You know, now they've got the... Okay, see, I'm bringing this up for Michelle, but, you know, I was trying to be, you know, covert, but now that you've just gone ahead and revealed yourself. But, you know, it's like the bad boys. It's the, you know, the leather jackets, the, you know, the motorcycle sitting outside revving up, and, you know, and they're just edgy, maybe fringy, you know, bad boys. And the same thing with guys, I suppose, with women or whomever, or just people with partners. They're always going for people you know there's going to be trouble. What is going on there, Rob?
Well, I think there's a little genetic stuff going on there, because in order to spread the gene pool in a way that promotes having children that are really vigorous and hard, you know, you may want that person who's a little more narcissistic. You may want to mate with that person who's a little more about themselves, because maybe they're more successful, or maybe they are, you know, are better able to take on having a big family, or, you know, or maybe they're a big picture thinker. So, first of all, what bothers some people may not bother someone else. So this is an individual plan. I don't get to decide who's a red light for you. I know what's a red light for me. But the other thing I really think that it's important to think about is that we lose our objectivity when we start to fall. And I've heard many, many women and men say to me, you know, why do I always pick the wrong person? It starts out like I think they're exactly what I think I know I want, and then later on it turns out they have all this other stuff. Well, you haven't been following your plan. You've been letting your feelings get away from you, and you haven't been sitting down with a friend and saying, remember my plan? Remember who I'm dating? These things aren't matching up. What's the problem? Here's what I hear a lot of women say. You know what? I don't think it's me. I think it's I have a bad picker. I picked the wrong one. This is a way to find the right one.
Exactly. It's so true, though. You do have these bad pickers. And I attract the wrong men so much of the time. I don't even know how I do it. It just automatically happens. But this has been so great for me, so helpful. I would never have thought to take a piece of paper and do the red, yellow, and green light. So thank you.
And then I think it's brilliant. Oh, yeah.
And talk about what?
Yeah, yeah.
And then talk about it with a friend. Don't be alone with it. Run it by someone, because sometimes you have unreasonable expectations and you put someone in it, you know, then you never get to date anybody. Or maybe sometimes your expectations are so wide that you still end up with all the wrong people. So you kind of want to have somebody to run it by,
right,
with, trust them,
right,
and says, hey, you know, it might be, I don't think you really
like
want
Pam
to get somebody who's this
right
funny.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Michelle uses me, and, you know, I sit there and I say, no, just trash this dude, okay? He's a schmuckola, just like Rob said. All right, everyone, you've been listening to the one, the only Rob Weiss, our go-to guy on all things relationships and intimacy. To understand the three steps to a flawless love plan, go to his website, robertweissmsw.com, also elementsbehavioralhealth.com. He's one of my pals at Elements. Love it, love it. Thank you. I am Dr. Pam Peet with Michelle King-Robeson.